Okay, it's been a while, and a lot of things have happened and are happening. And I decided this afternoon to change what I was going to talk about. Not that you have to know what I was going to talk about. Titles are silly. And I don't even remember the title that I gave Yaakov Meir, that I gave Akiva when he asked me for a title. But I'll try to talk loud. But I want to talk about, I want to learn with you an Indian that... They're all struggling with. The name of the shiur is Rising from Life's Challenges. This parasha is a parasha of Nisyonos. The tests of Avraham Avinu, the test of the Akedah, all of the tests that began last week and continue to this week's parasha with the greatest of all, which is the Akedah. The father bringing his son up to the Akedah, to the Mizbeach. And the pages that you have in front of you are a Torah from one of the great Mashpiyim of our generation, who we've been privileged to have in the shul a number of times, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi Kluger, Rav Kluger from Beit Shemesh, whose Torahs are extraordinarily deep and clear. We're not going to be beginning at the beginning of this Torah, because we won't have enough time, and as it is, it's going to be very tight. It's based upon a famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is brought down in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Sefer Baal Shem Tov, on our parasha, where the Baal Shem Tov taught Shabbos and the Yisrael that when a person is being tested, this applies whether our nation is being tested and each individual one of us is being tested. The Baal Shem Tov said, Shabbos and the Yisrael La'odam who b'chinas estalkas adas. That you don't have that in front of you yet. We'll start to learn inside in a minute. That means that when a person is going through a test, the test itself is difficult. But what makes it feel unbearable, the Baal Shem Tov taught, is that at the time that we're being tested is a histalkus adas. Even a normal presence of mind that we have on a regular, you know, Wednesday in Mar Cheshvan is taken from the person. The test is intensified because he's no longer the person that he normally is. He's not even that same person that Baal Shem Tov taught. And that is the meaning of, in this week's parasha, Ve'elokim nisa es Avraham, four of the most famous words in all of Chumash. Ve'elokim nisa es Avraham. And Hashem tested Avraham. It would have been so much sweeter if it wouldn't say Ve'elokim nisa es Avraham. Right? If it would say Ve'Hashem Yudke Vavke Nisa Savram would have been a lot easier. We wouldn't be suffering so much. Because you know that Hashem Yudke Vavke is the Midas Rachman, compassion. It means that's when Hashem like marks on a curve, you know? And we could all use a curve, and the tests of life would be a lot sweeter and softer and easier. But it says in the Torah this week's parsha Velokim Nisa Savram. So Hashem said Velokim Nisa Savram means the name Elohim is din, and Marichin de Katnus is when a person is in a small place. The person he normally is isn't there. And at that moment Hashem brings upon us a double test. First of all, we're tested because we lose our Madragas, it's taken away from us. And then the test itself is very, very difficult. And even though the test might normally be something we could pass easily, but when suddenly we forget who we are, it becomes terrible. So the question is, why? I don't think we have to prove that what the Baal Shem Tov is saying is true. We feel that. Everybody knows that. When someone else is going through a similar test, or it would appear to be, it looks like it's an identical test, so then you and I are resources of help, of chizuk, of information, and we could talk not in a patient way, in a clear way, not only because it's not me, it's not us, because we have our Moichin de Gadlus, because we have our minds and our hearts. When the other person is going through the Nisayon, we're not going through that. But when we ourselves are tested in the same way, or a similar way, no two tests are identical, no two people are identical, when we're tested in the same way, we don't have the wherewithal, it seems we feel that way, that we don't have the wherewithal to pass the test. We feel overwhelmed. the generation in general is overwhelmed. People are feeling unbelievably overwhelmed. My wife said a very beautiful thing. We were talking the other day about Nis Yonis, the phone calls that I get, the conversations I have with people, including myself, the Nis Yonis. And my wife said, you know, at the beginning, there was this desire and this hope that I'm going to be the best mother, the best wife, everybody's best friend, the best Jew. And then over time, you know, you start to modify that. I hope I could be a good mother. I hope I could be a good wife. I hope I could be a good friend and a good Jew. The Nisyonis are crushing people. And life has never been better in terms of Gashmis and in many ways in terms of Ruchnis. The Nisyonis that our nation is going through and that we're going through individually. So let's try to understand what the Baal Shem Tov is talking about and how we can get a lot of chizik from this. We're going to have to move quickly, so try to look inside, and if you can't, and I know it's a little bit harder, but try to pay attention. The parashat on Kosva Torah Kedosha is parashat Akedas Yitzchak. In our parashat we have the story of Akedas Yitzchak. Shebisiyuma Oma Hashem Esbaruch L'Avraham Avinu Ki Ato Yadati Ki Re'elu Kim Ato. And of course, the test concludes with Hashem confirming and saying, and now I know, those are difficult words to understand, Hashem says, now I know that you are truly a God-fearing person. Of course, that troubles all the Mepharshim, but I mean, now I know. Hashem knows everything before, during, after. You have the place? You might have it. The staple should be on the right side. Right? It's stapled, so it should... It should say Karv al Nafshi on top of the page.
No.
No? Let me see what you have.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starting to read from the beginning. It's my fault. Where it says Karach and Nisyonis, my fault. You see where it says Karach and Nisyonis? Yeah, in the middle of the page. My fault. Karach and Nisyonis. Right, I already said outside what I was just saying. So that's our parasha. That case. Yitzchak at Yadat Kireli Kemato, and then the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, it's Sarachli Khanis Lahavin Sad Mishal Nisyonis. That you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to enter into this sugi and to understand the secret of Nisyonis. Sarachli Khanis Lahavin Sad Mishal Nisyonis. The Dira Maimah Baal Shem Tov Shem Nisyon Lochim Yehudi called the Agosef Hasagosef. To understand what we just heard, this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that when a person is being tested, Hashem takes away from him the Madregas that he has acquired throughout his life. He loses his Madregas. The Gemara says, if somebody would stop you on the street and ask you, where is God? Heichan hu elokecha. Emeloi bekrach hagadol shebiseyu. You should answer, he's in the great city of Seir, which means he's in Rome. Now, God is everywhere. But when the Gemara says such a thing, that when a person asks you, and if you're wondering yourself, where is Hashem, the answer to that question is that he's in Rome. That's one of the last places on earth you would expect to find him. Of course, he's everywhere. What does that mean, that he's in Seir, that he's in Rome? Rome is anti-Kedusha, is the antithesis of holiness. It's Yerushalayim versus Rome. All of existence is a struggle between Yerushalayim and Rome. So if somebody were to ask you or I, intuitively we'd say, well, of course Hashem is everywhere, but where is the main headquarters? We would say, it's in Yerushalayim. Look at the Herich Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbi Nachman has a Torah on this. P'mashmolus Maim Mezeh. And Rabbi Nachman writes the following. Shezeh Adam Sheshal Heichan Elokecha. A person who can't find God, who's wondering, who's asking, where is God? Bevadehu Meshuka B'madu HaKlipas. He's certainly in a very low place. He's going through a difficult time. He's in a very low place. Where is God? There's a horrible scene in Night from Elie Wiesel. If you ever read the book, which you probably have all read the book, you can't forget it. there was Jews were hanged, and there was a boy amongst them, and somebody stood next to the author of the book and said, "So where is your religious? So where is God now?" The person who's asking that question is in a lot of pain, and is in a place that's not good. He's not just taking a survey. He asks the question, he's asking, Heichen hu Elokecha. He doesn't even identify. He can't even identify. He's not saying, Heichen hu Elokeinu. Heichen hu Elokai. Where's my God? Where's our God? He's beyond that. He's, where is your God? Like the Rosh and the Nagada. He can't say the words Elokeinu. It's hard for him. What does that mean? It means that it appears to him, because of whatever he's been through in life, it seems to him, it feels to him in his life that there is no God. That there is no God. Rabbi Nachman says, therefore, the Gemara is teaching us to tell him, you should know, my friend, that even in your place where you are in your life, that you're mamish buried in the lowest time of your life, you're at the bottom. Gam came, that's called Rome. That's called Rome. That's called Krach, the great city of Seir, of Esav, of Rome. Even there, you can find him. Where you are in your life right now, with all of your avers and all of your confusion. Because everything exists only because of Hashem. Every single second, Hashem is bringing everything into existence. As it says in Pasuk, every second, always, Hashem is there. And you tell this person, Misham, where you are in your life right now, in this place that's called Rome, from that place that you're in, you can attach yourself to Hashem. And you can return to Him completely. Because He's never far from you. However, where you are right now in life, Rabu Halavushin, Rabbi Nachman says, there are many coverings and many garments. So Rabbi Nachman says, there's more there, the Torah. Take a look. Va'amevin, Rav Kluger explains, Va'amevin Yavin, she's a Oimek Amokim Shokach and Nisayin. Rabbi Nachman and the Gemara is talking about the deepest Nisayin. Shashem is Baruch Lokech Mihudi Kol HaSagosa, where Hashem takes away from a person whatever he thought, whatever he knew, whatever he felt. Umenicho, and he leaves him stranded. Bebchinas krach gadol l'sharami. He leaves him stranded, crying, in Rome, in the lowest place. Lo shum achiza, without anything to hold on to. Like it once happened to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh himself, where he couldn't remember anything. He lost all of his madregas, and he had to try to start again from Aleph Beis. He lost everything. To the point that this person looks at himself as being totally empty. Visham is garbal in Yisrael, and that's what life is about. And from that place of Rome, he strengthens himself in this Nisayin, umagala and munoso balelos, and he's able to uncover, to come back, to find the faith that he once had, and to make it even greater, as we'll talk about, balelos, in the darkness of that place that he's in. And in doing so, he reveals, even in that dark place of Rome, the covet of Hashem's Malchus in his life. Shafilu Sham, that even there, and even then, Motsu Hashem's Baruch, Hashem is found. Kedichsiv, as it says in Tehillim, Vatsiya Shaol Hineka. Darmel says, Esak Shemaim, when I rise up to the highest heavens, Sham Ata, I find you, Hashem. But Vatsiya Shaol, and even when I sink to the lowest depths, Shaol means Gehenna, means hell. Even when I descend to the lowest depths, you're there too. Shafilu Sha'ani Yored. Vikomokom Gam Shom Yodcha Tancheni Tachazeni Yiminech. Even there, Hashem. Even there, I can find you, And even there, your right hand is hugging me, is holding on to me. Now, when the Torah had Dvarim, Ba'isis Pnimiyas HaTorah. Now, Rav Kluge uses some words that are from Pnimiyas HaTorah. Some of you have heard them. If you learn Chassidus, Tanya, and the Svarim, you have heard these words. But it's going to explain them in a very clear and simple way. When the Torah had Dvarim, Ba'isis Pnimiyas HaTorah. There are two levels, two dimensions of existence. One is called, in terms of our relationship with Hashem, one is called Mimali Kol Alman, that Hashem fills all worlds. The other is called Soivev Kol Alman, Hashem surrounds all worlds. Sometimes the term is used Or Pnimi, an inner light, and an Or Makif, a surrounding light. Hini dargis mamalu kol amen. What does that mean? He hapli. Ashabo yesh simsumim vahagbolus v'nichol osig kol ha'or. Mamalu kol amen, the easiest way to understand it is that when you're talking to the child, you're trying to teach the child that 1 plus 1 equals 2, the child has the kalim. He's at a point in his life where he's able to understand that. Well, you put two apples and you say, here's one apple, here's another apple. Altogether, there are two apples. And the child has a kli. His mind is a container that's able to receive that information. His mind is limited. All of our minds are limited. Mamalu kol amen means when the person and the world is a receptacle to receive each person on his level, that light of Hashem, that presence of Hashem, that makes sense, that he can connect to, that he could understand, that he could relate to. Each person is different. Obviously, there are many tzimtzumim and hagbolas. This is limited. The light is limited. It's custom made to be able to fill the kli. If there's a glass, the glass has only enough room for a certain amount of water. And it's designed to be able to receive the water as the light, as the or. It fills the cup. And it is defined by the limitations of how much space there is in the cup. Each person, his own perception of God. Each person, his own relationship with Hashem. Whatever it is in his or her life that he has learned, over the years somehow, he's been able to come to. That's the kli. And the or is called mamali kol amen, that fills. Obviously, this cup cannot contain all of the water, not only in the town, but not only in the world, but even on the street or in the house. It can only contain that certain amount that the kli is able to receive. According to the amount that the kli, that the container can receive. But there's a much higher level that's called Soivev Kalamin, the light of Hashem that surrounds all worlds. It's infinite. For each person, it's that next aspect of Hashem that he needs to acquire, but he hasn't yet acquired. It's that place beyond him, but there's a light that's beyond all of creation, and that's called the surrounding light. Shabain gvulumida uchamashul bakosma. When we can use the muscle of a cup of water, hamitzuya toch mei mikveh. Now, if you imagine taking this cup of water and you put it into the mikveh. Shein oimim shiyesh kan kos ubasochamayim. Nobody would say that's a cup of water. Elah kos v'amayim shetocha gam yachad. You would say that the cup and the water inside this little cup are completely nullified, are completely lost in the vastness of the mikveh. They've lost their own identity. They've become one, in a certain way, with the mikveh. The yuvan, we could understand, shadargas mamali kol amen, that the madrega of mamali kol amen, that which fills all the worlds, Mivates godless vikatnas. In that state of mamale, there are good days and bad days. Sometimes you're able to receive more. Sometimes it's not going so well and you don't get it. So in that world, the mamale, there are different people, everybody's different, and even you yourself, constantly changing how much you can receive. if you're feeling nervous, or if you're feeling anxious, you go and you sit in the class and you try to study. You could sometimes sit in front of a book for 6-7 hours and it doesn't go, because you're in a place of katness, of smallness. For whatever reason, you can't contain the light. You can't receive the light that you normally would be able to. So there are different experiences and different days, as far as one's relationship with Hashem and Kedusha and so on. Kibayesh dargas gevalos v'dargas namuchos. There's greater and there's less. There's higher and there's lower. Ma'alu amata, above and below. Ach b'dargas soviv kolamim. However, whenever we're talking about the Madrega, that which is called surrounding all worlds, Soviv Kol Alman, Malo Mate Shavin, everything is the same. Above, below. Because Hashem's light is everywhere, equally, everywhere. Hashem's light is everywhere. See, in terms of Mamale, when you go to Yerushalayim, and when you go to the Kaisel, or you go to one of the Makomos HaKadoshim, so it's more likely that in that place your cup will be filled to a higher place. In that place of Yerushalayim. And when you go to Rome, you might be interested in the historical sites, but it's a place of Tumah. And in that place, the feeling is, Heichan Elokecha, I don't feel God over here. I don't feel God. Or in the terminology of our times, it's used all the time. In one place I have an Aliyah, and in the other place I have a Yerida. There are Yerushalayim days, and there are days of Rome. The Aliyahs and Yeridas. That's only as far as kelim, containers, limitations, and so on, each person, every day, where you are. But as far as the Soviet Kalam is concerned, that light of Hashem is here, there, and everywhere. Right, left, all around. That's where he can be found. And that was explained long before Uncle Moshe. It's been discussed in the Svarim at length. Now listen to what happens when we're going through a test, and what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. As long as I am living in my personal Madrega, and my personal hasagas, what I can grasp. In other words, as long as I'm holding my cup. Motzui bedargis memalik alamin. I'm in a state of memalik alamin. Because this cup means what I have throughout my lifetime worked to be able to receive, how much Torah, how much davening, and so on and so forth, with everything. And throughout life, hopefully, we're making bigger cups and bigger containers. Mitov liyosetov. We've tried to good and better and so on. Achadayin loba al dargis mamalik al amen shiyoven shashem is baruch motzi b'chol darga v'darga. But no matter how big the container is, it's never ever big enough to be able to receive the infinite light of God. Never. It's never ever ever big enough to tell you that not only is God with you when you're an A plus, but He's with you when it's like an F minus. You just don't have that kli. Ki ha'olam b'madregas, when a person is ascending, when he's improving. Mevate she'ein lo chefetz v'daga ha'namucha. What you're saying, in effect, is I'm outgrowing that lower level. It used to be that I didn't daven every day. Now I'm davening every day, and you look down upon that earlier place that you were in. It might be that I was losing my temper all the time. And Baruch Hashem, I've worked on that, and now I'm much more in control. So that means that now you've moved beyond, you've moved past, you've moved higher than the little kli. Now it's a bigger kli. And you're striving, as we all are, hopefully, to constantly improve and to create larger containers that are able to receive more of Hashem's light. Now what happens when we're being tested? What happens b'shas nisayon? And it really doesn't have to do necessarily, everybody's different, it doesn't have to do necessarily with what is actually happening. Because for one person, that could be, he could look at it from the outside and he would say, that's ridiculous, that's an Nisai. And for another person, that's a huge challenge. So it's, everybody's different. But what happens at a time of being tested, Kasha Zaycha, he uses the word Zaycha. Now, Hashem is Baruch, knows the Nisai, you have to be Zaycha. Because there are people that Hashem leaves alone. But if you're Zaycha, Hashem is Baruch, knows the Nisai, and Hashem gives you a test, the note told me, man, it was kol hadag yishamim b'hem. And suddenly you thought you had this like huge, over the course of your life, you had this like huge bowl, like this big pitcher. So now all of a sudden you have like a little shot glass, you know? And you know what happened to you? In other words, if I was the great person that I was yesterday, where I was giving this lecture to other people about growing up, and being strong and being mature, if I was that person that I was yesterday, I would be able to handle what I'm going through today. But that's taken from you. That's the ikur of the nisayin. Now what happens during the nisayin is that when you lose the madregas and when you shrink and you find yourself being like pathetically small, and everything that you ever said to anybody else to give them chizik doesn't work for you, you have access to a madrega that's called Sovev Kol Almin, Hashem who surrounds all worlds, who's everywhere, not just in the kli that you prepared for him. He's even in Rome. He's with you mamish in Gehenna. B'zeh misalias b'dayga Sovev Kol Almin b'makifin, what's called the makifin, the surrounding life. Mokam shemalu umata shavim b'hem, it's a place where there's no difference between some Ivy League graduate and a little boy in cheder, first grade. Because you and I know that when you're going through that pain, all the fancy stuff that you ever learned doesn't make a difference. Like the Baal Shem Tov once told some philosopher that came to ask him, how do you understand what's the meaning of bitachon, of trusting in God? And the Baal Shem Tov asked this philosopher, how do you understand it? And he went on, the philosopher gave him the Rambam and Rabbi Nevi'chai and the Smachlaikis and the Kuzri, and he sat over for like an hour all the different shitas. And then the philosopher said, Rabbi, how do you understand trusting in God, bitachon? The Baal Shem Tov just said, the way that I felt when my mother was holding me is that when I was a baby. That's what it means. Now, the Baal Shem Tov was a greater philosopher than that philosopher. It's a joke. But the Baal Shem Tov said, bitachon, all that stuff, all the Rambams and Rabbeinu B'chai is b'shas ma'ise, it's taken from you. It doesn't mean you can't maybe say it over a little bit, but it doesn't fill you. At that moment, you're either crushed by the emptiness of what you are at that moment and what you're going through, or you give yourself over in Rome to be back in your mother's arms. And that's what he's saying. Not that Hashem is with me in Yerushalayim by the Kosel, of course. Not that's the only place I can find him. And everything else is minor leagues. It's not important. Through the Nisayin, a person is able to find Hashem Yerom. And he's able to reveal that Hashem is everywhere, every moment, everywhere. The davka kasher show b'matzavim nemuchim v'yerudim d'hanisyanis, and davka when a person is in a low place, a low time in his life, megala, he's able to discover something amazing. Ki gam kan, at the end of the day, it's not just about what I understand and what I know. It's not about my asagas, my milas, and my madragas. It's a reality that fills, that permeates, that saturates all of existence. Tigam kan, even here. The krach hagodol shel Romi, in the big miserable city of Rome, where everything is oz hatum of akli brachmosan, where's the strength of tumah, the most powerful, intense tumah is Rome. Gam Sham Toicha Sha'ol Vatayim, even there in the depths of hell, Motzi Hashem Isbarach. Hashem is there. V'zuh HaMatan HaGdolus Nosan Hashem Isbarach. And this is the gift that Hashem gives a person when he puts him through in the Zayin. Kedugmas Rav HaMechavir Es Talmida, like a Rebbe who loves this particular Talmud. V'nosan Lev Matan HaKushim Musubeches. Now, the Rebbe could have left the student with his cup and his water. And as is very, very common nowadays, especially in America, that even if you just write your name on the paper, you get an A+, right? You get 100, 100, 105. I never even heard these numbers that they come home now, even though they come home 115. The teachers we had, because you know, if you got a 90, you're already like a little Vilna Gaon. You know? So the Rebbe could leave this boy. He could leave this boy with his full cup. He could leave him like that. And he could make sure that every question that he asks the boy fits into the boy's knowledge. It's custom made. And the Rebbe knows the limits of the boy's knowledge, each kid. And the Rebbe will ask the questions to make sure that the kid will get the answer right. That's how tests are given nowadays. That's a Goyish test. It sounds nice. But from that you don't make great people. Shatalman any day amanu chulala. But the Rebbe can give the student is a kushim subachas. What does it mean kushim subachas?
Complicated.
It's not that complicated. Not to blow him away, but above. Above kushim subachas. Shatalman any day amanu chulala. Normally he spits back the answers. Now the little genius is taken aback. Umikocha, and he falls a little bit. He's hurt. And he falls a little bit into wrong, where he's lost and bewildered. Umikocha maven ki chaser lo havan ha'amuka b'sugya satara. And he realizes he doesn't really get it. He thought that he knew the Torah, as long as he had his full cup. And every question always fit exactly what he knew, or less. That's the dumbing down of the modern world. But now he's thrown into a place of not knowing and of acknowledging a certain emptiness and a feeling of desolation that he's far from the Torah. Shekasha ha yisav v'shemeivin, when he thought that he knew everything, haya achuz b'dagos v'samech ba, he was holding onto a certain madrega, the cup was full and he was happy, he was feeling great. And his only thought is, how do I make even a bigger cup and get even bigger and bigger and bigger and better? And all of a sudden, what happened to him? Rav Sosolos Kolelama. All of a sudden, his Rebbe broke the whole glass, threw it on the floor. All of a sudden, Rebbe Mamish destroyed his world. All of creation is in the way of Bainu Olamus Machrivan. Hashem created the world in the way of building worlds and destroying them. All of a sudden, the child's world is broken. Es simchoso, his whole joy of being accomplished, bez dagoso, and what he was worried about was only becoming better and better and smarter and smarter. The garm lo lalos el olam chadash, that a good Rebbe, a good teacher, knows how to use this. It has to be done very carefully to bring the child to a different world, to another world. Another world. Of course, at the moment when he's lost, it causes him to feel katnus, to feel sad, to be shivering and to be broken. That's how the boy feels, the student feels. Achmachmas came, but through the emptying out, and through taking him to that place, and in that place being able to, first of all, be humbled, and to acknowledge that there's infinite, God is infinite. But at the same time also, in his not knowing, to be mechazik himself, to strengthen himself, and to find Hashem in that place. This is what Hashem tells a Jew, when Hashem puts him or her through a test. You, Baruch Hashem, have achieved one level after another level. You've been moving very nicely. You've been working very hard, and you've been doing well. Ram writes and he lost his Lachamatana. Hashem says, however, I have a gift for you. Mokan the Yisrael, I have a test for you. You know how for all the years, during all these past years, every time you heard about some home where there's a child that's not coming home at night, or there's the child that's Lo'aleinu, is disappearing from Yiddishkeit, and you go, and you say, it's terrible. Or even like somebody's writing in one of these letters, an article that came out in one of the Jewish magazines about that must be that home, there's something is wrong in that home. It must be that there's something dysfunctional about that family. But that's only until it happens to your family. And then, of course, it could happen to anybody. Until that time, it only happened to other people. And when it happens to you, then it could happen to anybody. Hashem gives you this gift of a nisayon. Mokam nisayon, kedei lahaviach lemokam harbe yeset pnimi. He's bringing you, I can't talk loud, sorry. He's bringing you to a mokam harbe yoseh pnimi. He's bringing you to a place that's yoseh pnimi, that's deep. Every nisayon is to bring the person to a place, yoseh pnimi, to become a person who's more pnimi, who lives in a place of inwardness. Now, if this first encounter of Avraham Avinu with Hashem would be in 2015, it would be 2015, the first words that Hashem would have said to Avraham would have been what? You're the best. You are the absolute best. Your Abba loves you. You find now that every year, I see this all the, now with the young parents, they're all the time saying to the kids, come here, Tzadik, come here, Tzadik, come here, Tzadik. And somebody, one of my students asked me, he must have seen that I didn't approve of that so much. He said, what's the matter? I shouldn't call him Tzadik. So I said, Tzadik is something that a person has to work hard to, what's the Tzadik? What's the Tzidkus? Because he listens to his biology, therefore he's a Tzadik. Because he's cute, you call him a Tzadik. That's the time that we're living in. If you're cute, you're a Tzadik. So if this first conversation between Hashem and Avraham Avinu would be now, it would be so much different. It would be so much different. It would be A+. I'm your number one fan. All of these Lashonos. I love you. But the first thing that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu was, didn't even give him like a Shalom Aleichem. Say a good vach, a good shor, something. V'rem Hashem Avram, first thing Hashem says, Lech Lecha, get out of here. Lech Lecha, me'atz chmach, b'zavich, lo'atz Hashem Reka. It's the first thing. V'oz Hashem is brach notum, when it called our goyseh, and has the Baal Shem Tov Torah. All that I've been was working on all of those years, because he was a deep thinker and a great philosopher, and he came to the realization that there's a Balabir, there's a creator, there's a Rabbani Shlom. All of that suddenly was missing. It was unclear. He was like the little boy who got a question from his Rebbe that threw him back down to nothing. V'ha'odam zoeg, and a person cries out during his nisayon, and he says, Rabbani Shlomo, le'ezer golus have yisani. What a golus? Why did you bring me to Rome? Why have you thrown me into Rome? Dovra Melech said, Kines asani b'tashlicheni. Hashem, you lifted me up to such a high place. I had such a big glass. I had such a pitcher. I had such a bowl. And then, b'tashlicheni. And then you threw me up from the lowest place. Chazal say that Dovra Melech was considering, at the lowest point in his life, he was considering running away from Eretz Yisrael to become an Oved Avodah Zarah, to go and to worship idols. None of us have ever had such thoughts. Dovra Melech was in such a place. And a person asks, Leiza Golos, Hevitani, why did you bring me to this God? Habitu Re'echer Posi. Look what's become of me. Look what I've done in this Golos I'm in. Echa Shabbos Vayontiv, Anefeshili. Look at my Shabboses. Look at my Yontivs. Look what's become of my Nefesh, of my spirituality. Everything is Kolkach Yavesh of the Chareim. Everything is totally dry and ruined. But everything I had before is gone. Lo shum tam v'reach, without any taste, without any smell. V'Hashem is baruch mivakesh yovin kizu amat tonachi gadol. And Hashem wants us to understand that this is the greatest gift, it's hard. Shibizayul the Dargas Sarev Kalam, I'm giving you a chance to be with me in Gehenna, to be with me in Rome, to be with me everywhere in your life, every moment in your life, so that it doesn't make a difference, and this will hopefully change you for the future. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a good day or a bad day, you can always turn to me because you know that I'm there also. You never went to such a low place, so you never saw that I'm there too. Lo'ar HaMakif, the surrounding light. L'galus Hashem is Baruch B'Shamayim Yimal, to discover that Hashem is not only B'Shamayim Yimal, not only in the heavens above, not only when you're doing great, V'gam Al Haaretz Mitachas, but also when you're all the way down. Achil Lamata, the lowest place. V'atziya Sh'ol Hineka, even when I descend into hell, Hineka, I find you, Hashem. Lo'avim ka'achen yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, like Yaakov even said, achen yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, Hashem is even here. Where it says, kesher atzmi. V'yuvan shebizem ezgala, kesher atzmi, she'en kudugmasa. And when this happens, the person who goes through the test and is able to, because many people fail, and they leave, they walk away from Hashem. But those who succeed are able to find that they have a kesher atzmi. They have a kesher, a relationship with Hashem, that is beyond good days and bad days. A person who's in a marriage, and every time that they have a disagreement, she's afraid that he's going to divorce her, or he's afraid that she's going to leave him, is not a marriage. It's Rachmanis. It's not a marriage. But a marriage where there are disagreements, there are even sometimes bad disagreements, but there's never, ever, ever even tiniest little corner in the mind or in the heart that we can live apart from each other. And even B'Shas Maisa, there's the knowledge that I don't know how we're going to ever apologize, I don't know how we're going to work this out. This is bad. I don't know how we're going to have a reconciliation. This is going to take like major help and whatever it is to be able to have a reconciliation. But B'Shas Maisa, even there, it's a Kesha Atzmi, it's Etzem Atzamai. I can't live without this person. And I know that. I don't know how I'm going to fix the Mamaluk Kalamin situation. But sometimes, Davka, in the fight, you discover Sovav Kalamin. And that Nisayon brings you to a place of a Kesher Atzmi that's unbreakable. It's Davka unbreakable. Sometimes people have a habit in a relationship, the couple, they like to look back at the beginning of their relationship and it's like, it's so beautiful, it was so good. And now we're like, you know, like worn out soldiers. And it's just been a long time. And somebody who's watching from the side would see that young, when they were a young couple and they're walking hand in hand along the beach, and say, that's mamish ahava, that's mamish ahava. That's real, that's true love. So go yishakar. That's a sweet moment. No one would take that away from a person. But that's true ahava? No. There's something much deeper about the familiarity of the two 85-year-olds who are even sometimes bickering over breakfast. It's much deeper. That's a very, very big sugya. That's Sevev Kol Alma. That's when I'm at Tzia Shemaim, I'm in the highest place of my life, you're here. Am I sinking to the depths of my life? You don't let go of me. I don't let go of you. That's ahava. It's a different madrega. And we go through nisyonis with Hashem, we go through nisyonis with each other. She'ein ha'kesha toli v'hasogis v'darga, so sh'amidla, v'avad z'Hashem. Because you find out that you have a relationship with God regardless of whether you're doing great, whether you did your mincha and you did your Shemir Saloshin for the day, or you did your Amen group for the week or something. You're still with Him. We're still going at it. Yeah, we're old, and we've grown old together, and sometimes you feel like, with Hashem, like an old couple. You get tired. but even without the kesher doesn't depend on the hasagis and the dargis. Shaymer b'avodas Hashem elohi ahavish ainat liy v'darbitz alav. That doesn't depend upon you're doing great. I'm doing great. So sometimes it seems to us that Hashem is chalila not doing great for us. Not doing great. So then a person will say, look what's happening. Innocent Jews, holy Jews are being stabbed. That shakes my emunah. My faith in God is shaken. It means that your faith in God is like the young couple. I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's like the young couple. That when we look into each other's eyes, it's very good. But if there is something that I don't understand, or there's some kind of a problem, then I walk away. The Yuvan B'Moshal Og Shebina Holach V'Derech HaTayv HaYosher. Let's use a marshal, he says. But a father whose son is going in a very beautiful way. And all the father has from this son is nachas, mamish nachas. He treats him with kovid and his nachas. And the father is so proud. And he sees that every day his son is becoming greater and greater. Everybody says to this father and to the mother, fortunate are the parents who gave birth to this boy. But then he starts to get older. They usually tell that, when he's like 3 or 4. He starts to get older. And times come, Shaben Sarman Haderech HaTayva, and the boy has left that path. He's not behaving in a good way. And the father is very, very, it's a tumult from this. Of course, the parents are totally preoccupied with this sorrow that they have of the child who's gone away. They hear betfilas v'tachanunim, and the parents are crying and davening. The chipes acheitz is kadas malasays, and they go to seek out any advice that they could get. Veich lahoshiv is b'noi lechek Torah mitzvahs, how to bring the child back to Torah mitzvahs. V'hilu b'soif la'achra amal v'yigir. Sof kol sof, after a lot of crying and davening and hard work, whatever. Baruch Hashem, shav ha'yelev l'mutav, the child is back. V'chozer b'tshuva shleima, he's keeping mitzvahs and it's great. V'hivri nashav nishmos, and he's a very healthy place. Turn over the page. V'osah ha'av sudas ha'doya gedola. And the father makes a big suda, a suda sa'idoya, to give thanks to Hashem. To thank Hashem for the kindness that he brought the child back to him. And at the meal, at this great suda, after the father is finished thanking Hashem for all of the wondrous things that he did, how he brought the child back to him, the father said, I would like to say something else. Everybody's ready to bench. It's time to leave. He got finished telling the whole story about the miracles that happened, that Hashem did for him to bring the kid back. Now everybody's ready to go, and the father said, there's something else I want to say. Chase ledagram davki besudas adayizu, and I must say these things now, what I'm going to tell you. Shebenoisav lekola chesed eshagom lana Hashem esbrach b'shuv b'no al derech hamelech, that I want to tell you this. That besides all of the great love that Hashem has shown me by bringing my child back home, I feel there's something else. There's another kindness, the greatest of all. Shehenik l'Hashem esbrach b'rov tuva, that Hashem has showered upon me b'rov tuva with His loving kindness. Bizman hayirida asher yared b'no davke, during that time when my son was in Rome, was in the worst place. What kindness was it then? Because at the beginning, when my son was a good boy, good, when he was doing everything right, and there was only Nachas, the best boy in Yeshiva, I didn't yet know that the Kesher, the bond that we have between, that holds us together, is a Kesher Atzmi, is deeper than the A+, is deeper than the cute boy, is deeper than the one who's always successful, who's always respectful. It wasn't a Kesher Atzmi, it was always a glass that contained in it what it was able to receive. V'afshe henik leharbe, and even though it gave me a lot of Nachas, the father says, k'derech ov lebno, Achas kolza hayamani gam lenar acher harlech batov. But you feel good about any kid that's good. And I would feel proud of any Jewish child. Of course, you're prouder of your own. But he's doing well. The cup is full. But the father tells the people there, I didn't feel during that time when everything was great, when my kid was great, A plus, I didn't feel that our kesher was a kesher that's unbreakable, that's always, that's everywhere, that's through thick and thin, that's no matter what. What was the kesher I had with my child? The kesher I had was with his hatzlachis, with his success, with his milus, with his madregis, with his memale. That's the kesher they had with him. That was our relationship. But I didn't know then, I never had a kesher. I didn't know that the kesher was a kesher bayin atek, that even if this kid never comes home at night, even if he spits at me in the face, even if he tells you I hate you, and worse things than that, I won't let go of him. I can't let go of him. I'm not going to ever let go of him. And I'm here for you. In Gehenna, I'm with you. And I'll sit with you in that place. I'll sit with you in that basement with you, sitting there with your friends with a needle. I'll sit with you there too. I didn't know that I had such a kesher with you until this nisayon in our relationship. Ad she'irim ad she'irim, until what happened. Shesar hanar min haderech, when he went off the path. V'achel oz lahavi ki b'nohu etzem etziyus. So not only then did the father begin to realize that it's not just about his hatzlacha, like his full cup. It's his metziyus. And the two of them become one. And the cup becomes lost in the mikveh, and they become absolutely one. Sovav kalam, and Hashem surrounds all worlds. Damo b'sarov, my blood, my flesh. Vafilu sh'oyisalo b'zyaynis, and even if the kid humiliated the father, b'zyaynis. V'chadoyim v'mekol b'kam adayin hu aviv, I'm your father. V'hu b'non, he's my son. And therefore at this Suda I want to give special thanks, he says, to Hashem for this gift, that only now do I know, only now has this been born and revealed in my life, the true kesher that a parent and a child has to have with the atzmius of my son, not because he has accomplished, not because he's cute and he's smart. Well, that's the choysev ma'aloysev. And let me show etzem adavishu b'no. He's my son. He just explains in the brackets that, of course, none of us, God forbid, want to go through these tests, and we're not asking that our children should chalila. We only want that they should be good. But this is the reality of life. Look in the next column, after the brackets. And so Hashem says, at a time of a nisayon, Hinini reitze shielecha imi kesher atzmius. Hashem says, what do you think? Avraham Avinu says, you think this is just like this? That's it. I'm going to tell you, you're a good boy, you're a tzaddik. And he says the same thing to us, and he tells me and you, Lech Lecha. Because Hashem is saying this, Hinini Reitzi Shilecha Imi Kesher Atzmius. I want to have a real relationship with you. I don't want you to think that the only time that I'm with you in your life is when you're doing well, when you're scoring high grades, when you're really smart, when your cup is full. Therefore, the nisayon is a nisayon because at that time Hashem takes away from you all of your good report cards, all of your successes. And I send throws you into the deepest tests into Rome. Actually, you're not left with any of your earlier madrigas. Even though Hashem says, I know you're going to feel many days, and there are going to be many, many times during this period of your life that you're going to feel that I don't love you, that I don't care about you, that I have no rachmanis, that I'm not listening to you, that it doesn't make a difference to me that you're in pain. Skip the next paragraph. Masha Shemes Baruch Nais will go like 10 minutes over Es Mechila. Kamarichin Masha Shemes Baruch Nais in Yisrael Yehudi when Hashem tests a Jew. Don't think that a relationship with Hashem is defined by how good you're doing. Mimela, what happens to the Jew that's really doing great, whose cup is full according to his understanding? He has a tendency to look down on other Jews. He looks down at Albnei Kel Chai, on the other children of the living God. She'enim b'dargosu, who are not on his level, kileinim b'shlaimus. If they don't have as big a glass, they don't have as much water as me, he looks down on other Jews. Or the person who is condescending about someone else's tzaris, even though he doesn't think he is, but he's able to say, it's a shame, it must be a dysfunctional family if the kid is off the dar. Eliyogun she'Hashem Yisbarach nimsach itoy imoy ve'etzlai. Hashem Yisbarach is itoy imo ve'etzlo, with you and with that Jew whose Rome looks like it's even deeper and darker than yours. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer LeYehudi, Hashem says to a Jew, Da, I want you to know, Kani v'ata, me and you, Mitzuyim yachtav, we're in this together. V'mokim shabo ata oimid, wherever you are, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on the top floor, and I'm with you in the cellar. Kedivya Chazal Hamurim Lael. In Yom L'Chodim Heichen Hulakecha. If someone asks you the Gemara, Heichen Hulakecha, Elokecha. That's how it seems so far from you. You've lost all your understanding. You can't even say Elokeinu. And Molo Bekrach Hagodl Shabaroimi. In the city of Rome. Hashem says to you when you're in the Nisayin, you think that the Kesher that you and I have is only what? Because of your learning and because of your mitzvahs and your masim tovim and all that you've accomplished. But on days when you're not successful either in your learning or teaching others, then what? Then you felt that I was far from you, that I wasn't there. Ram ata kibaltas matnas anisyonis. But now you have received, I have given you the difficult gift of anisyon, of nisyonis, of being tested. Laman teidot, so that you should know. Shekol zehura gilui hakesher. All that you had until now was just how the kesher is on the surface. It's very superficial. It's the 20-year-olds. Looking into each other's eyes, very sweet. It's a kesha. It's the gila kesha. It's very, very superficial. Ach etzem kesha, hina tmidi. Hashem said, that's only on the outside, but I've shown you through this nisayin. If you pass, then you're able to connect to the soga of Kalaman, who is there, whether you're in the highest place or the lowest place. It's all the same. Hashem's everywhere. B'chol mokim b'chol darga. And if you've been zeicher to be tested and to be strong and to find Hashem during those times, then you know that He never left you, He's with you always. The koach ze, and that koach, yochel ha'ir afilu la'yudi apasha b'yosei. You don't have to be a talmid chacham. You don't have to be a scholar. You could be the simplest Jew. A simple Jew who, because of our sins, doesn't have even a moment to breathe. He's so busy trying to make a living, whatever. In a loyim, he doesn't have time to learn. Venim espalo, lemaloi, Hashem imach. That he should be able to hear and to feel that Hashem is with him. You have the koach to stand during the siyanis, not to fall apart. Even though you're mamish in a place, you have nothing. But you have everything, because in the place that you're in, you found Hashem. Hashem is Baruch Itcha, Ve'Estelcha, V'Yochel Ata Legalos, Shechinosu B'Tachtanim. You're able to be Megala, which is the Tachlis of our being in this world. Not to be Megala, not to reveal Hashem on top in Yerushalayim, but to Megala, that's Hashem's Megala himself there. It's you and I have to be Megala Hashem is Baruch Davki in Rome. Davki in the lowest places, the lowest times. That's the tachlis of being in this world. That's called dir b'tachtoinen. Look, just my say, obviously similar one. Let's finish. And to the next side, not the next side of the page, the next column. Obefakash amdim b'simchas Shabbos Shabbos Brachos. So he said this Torah with Shabbos Shabbos Brachos. There was some Sheva Brachas in the Beis Medrash. Shavim Zayuchim Shekach and Yisun HaBekach Asher Shavinim Ha'ilam Ada Ovis Ve'imos HaKadosh and B'Shivas Aram. Why there's 7 days of Brachas? Why is there Sheva Brachas? Why are there 7 Brachas by the Chuppah and by the Sheva Brachas? Why are there 7 Hakafis? Because 7 are the Yushbizim. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and Dovin. The 7 Yushbizim. B'chalaharim v'hairim, it means, like the Zohar says, that at the Chasna, all the Zaydis and all the Bobbies, the parents that are, God forbid, not alive, they come to the Chasna, they come to the Chuppah, and the Shivas Arayim, and the Yushbizim come to the Chuppah. The Chuppah is an Ormak, if you understand. It's a surrounding light. It's a surrounding light. Shoshe HaMishpochas, everything comes together. That surrounding light of all of the ancestors, all the way back to the Ovis and the Imahos. And they're all cheering you on to say, you could do it, you could build a Jewish home. They're going to be a hard test, they're going to be a lot of nisyon. You're going to have days where you don't think you're going to be able to ever work it out. You could build a Jewish home together. Whoever knows a little Jewish history, knows that a person who's zeichet today to be a real Elohi Yid, a God-fearing, really religious Jew, Simon Muvaku Sha'avaisav Orvu Nisyanis. Because those people who stayed under the chuppah with us went through Nisyanis. And if you're blessed to have parents who grew up in a nice suburban home here in America, I don't know too many Jews like that, but again, the younger ones have parents like that, then maybe it's not so clear to you the Nisyanis they went through, although they also had big Nisyanis, just to be a religious Jew in America back in the 50s and the 60s. But if those of you who have parents who grew up in Poland and Hungary and Germany and Austria and places like that in the 1920s and 1930s, you know that whatever you have is only because of your parents. And the relationship that you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is because of the nisyonos that they went through, the karkas that they give you to be mechazik yourself also. For Moshe Unafshon Laman Kvod Shemayim. Began b'doris kardim l'chein, in earlier generations. Are you suichil limsa nefesh g'day l'shar b'yiddishkeit? It's not only now. It was always like this. It was always hard to be an Elohi Yid. And one always had to be maisa nefesh. To be real, to be a real Jew, not a stump. To be a real Jew was always mesiris nefesh. V'fat achra milchama, and Rav Kluge says especially after the milchama, after the Holocaust, Kasha Abaseinu Doru Beretz Yisrael, he says our parents, he's talking, and Rav Kluge is saying our parents, his parents, our parents when they came, Beretz Yisrael, and after all they went through, so they were hoping that after all they went through in the Holocaust, they would come to Eretz Yisrael and it would be a mechai, it would be easy and everything would be good. They lived a miserable poverty that was here in Eretz Yisrael after the war. They didn't let go. These Nisyanis took them to very, very great madrigas. They're like simple Jews. They didn't learn as much as us. They don't know as much as us. But they're great people. We talk Tsarviasurum the Katnas. That's the factory where great people are made. The factory where there are Nisyanis and Tsar and Katnas. The Nilkach Mehem Akol, Jews, our parents and grandparents who lost everything. It's not just the Madregas. The Madregas, the Asagas, their parents. Everything they had, their whole life was taken from them. V'anu Hemshech Doris Eila, and we are a continuation of those generations. Val Yisrael they say, and on these foundations, Anu Boinim Es Abinyin, we're building the building in our time now. Al Hadam Shehem Shafchu, we're building our buildings of Yiddishkeit on the blood that they spilled, the Man Kvayt Shemayim, to remain Jews, because they were Jews, and to remain Jews. Hashem is brought Mashvish Chinasa Kain the Isa Pekler Velaza, Baisa Makim Shinimal Avram Venisha Domo. It says in the Medrash that place where Avram Avinu had his bris mila, the blood is still there. Visham Nivna turn over, Visham Nivna Mizbeach. That's where the Mizbeach would be built. On the place of the blood of Avram Avinu, not the place of his successes. the place where he spilled his blood. That's where the Mizbech is built. That's why it says by the Karbonis, it says, Kol domo yishpoich al yisari Mizbech. Yeah, there's a Harabayis, there's a Yerushalayim. The place of the Mizbech, of the altar, is the place where the first Jew's blood was dripping. That's where the Mizbech is built. Hashem Yisbach Arim l'kol Yehudi Nasa Odom. Hashem Yisbach says to each and every Jew, Nasa Odom, let us make man, me and you. Odom Gematria Mem, hey. Odom is the numerical value of 45. Chava is the Gematria, your test, 19. B'mispah Hamilu D'Shem Mem, hey. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but it means when you take the letters Mem and spell that out, Mem and hey, and fill out the letters of the word hey. They call Yehudi Kosher B'Odom Mechava. Without going into the Gematria right now, all of us come from Adam and Chava. Beside Chasen v'Kala, he's speaking at Shavuachas, the first Chasen v'Kala. And the Chlolim ba'Avos ad Adam and Chava, and therefore all of us, and our children, when they go under the chuppah, it goes back to Adam and Chava. V'zeh shayim l'machasen kalim she'etzel derech ha'chaim. So we say to the Chasen before he goes out, the Chasen v'Kala before they go out on their journey of life. Shalom l'ma'ad ha'yom l'ma'ad v'spalal. We say, no, very good. You were learning in yeshiva to this day. You learned. You were davening. And we say to the chasen and to the kala, you went to yeshiva, you went to seminary, you reached all kinds of madrigas, gvalt, learning and davening, you're very, very good, you're beautiful. But now you're getting married, and you haven't seen anything yet. And now we're giving you under the chuppah, which is a makif, which is the surrounding light, we're giving you the koach to go through the nisyanis that you're going to go through in life. With each other on difficult days, with children, with not having children. There it is. Chayinu achasana. Shilo nasos to yeshiva, you wouldn't get married. Yochel yisa luchyas shmanim shana, you can live in the yeshiva for 80 years, but what is that? With logis, and you look at yourself as the biggest tzaddik, and your cup is always getting bigger, and it's always full. Liya is kodesh v'ayvad Hashem, achim zayis ha-yisa nechshav al-pi chazal, kem yishamotzi b'loy simcha, because it says when he's not married, he's b'loy simcha, b'loy brocha, b'loy toiva, b'loy toira, b'loy chayma, b'loy shalom. All of those things are missing from his life. He doesn't really have the wall, doesn't have peace, doesn't have toiva, simcha, all of those things are missing. He calls us mishum, she'isa neshama l'lo guf, because you were in the neshama without a guf, you were by yourself. Wasn't the nisyanis, try to learn now that you didn't sleep for the last 2 weeks because the baby crying. You stay in yeshiva 80 years, you don't get married, you're a tzaddik. But you never got to the Mizbeach. You never spilled a drop of blood, you didn't get to the Mizbeach. Welcome, Knesses are Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKadosh, the place where the Kohen Gadol goes in Yom Kippur. Mokim HaKruvim, where the Kruvim are hugging each other. This is by getting married. To find Hashem in every matzav of life, with the baby on your lap, with the arguments, with the kids having a difficulty, with everything. That's where you find out who you are, and who you and your wife are with each other, and who you are with Hashem as well. And after all of that, Hashem says that you make it through these nisyanis, and after you've made it through all of the nisyanis, and you stay connected, and you found yourself with Hashem. The same way that Hashem told Avraham Avinu after that Kedah, Hashem will call out to each and every one of us. Yikra lech Hashem Ezbrach, ati yadati. Hashem will say, now I know. Hashem doesn't need to find out. You need to know that. Ati yadati ki yirelu kimata, that you're real elu chiyid. Ki gadlus v'chavivus omus ha-kadoshim. You're like your parents and your grandparents. She'omdu v'nisyainis, that stood through nisyainis. V'gilus Hashem Ezbrach b'chol mokum. You're able to find Hashem Ezbrach b'chol mokum. Hashem Ezbrach should help us to be stronger than nisyainis, each one of us that we're going through. To be strong, in mechazik ourselves, in mechazik others. That Hashem Yisbarach should bring us to a time where we'll stand under the chuppah together with Him and all the tzaddikim, and the nisyanis will no longer be needed, because it will be a kesha atzmi, it will be a kesha shakayimah forever and ever. Under the chuppah of Vayit Yishama be Ari Yehuda, because the Yishayim, kol sasam, kol simcha, kol chasam, kol kala. Shabbat shalom, amen.